Coach, it might be an overused word, but bounce back in the first period the way Connor Hellebuck was able to stop, I think, 9 or 10 in a row to start the game going for you tonight.
Penalty trouble early, so it's not just it's just not just regular shots 5-on-5. They're going to get some good looks on that, and they did. Really good for him because he had come off such a strong win in Chicago and had a real tough night against the Islanders. So he needs to get back feeling good, and that, you know, statistics won't be fair to him for the impact that he had on the game. It ends up with 4, but it almost is a good thing the way it went, so that he leaves the building know he had a major impact on us winning that hockey game.
What did you like in that second period by your club tonight?
I liked the very first shift after they scored the tying goal. You know, we got momentum back, and then that was just, you know, that was really strong. I can't remember a game in recent history, not just this season, that we had that many A chances over the course of a game. We had guys down the pipe, and I don't think the score is going to be flattering to the goaltenders, except there were some fantastic saves in that game, and we were able to close it out. It wasn't easy. They kept playing, kept competing, and we held.
Short travel, Paul, could you go back with Connor tomorrow?
We'll talk about that. So back-to-backs have never been a concern for me with goalies. It's all the games that are around the back-to-backs. It's 3 and 4, 4 and 6. That's where it changes. There's lots of things to consider, though, in Florida. Humidity, all the things. So we'll check to see how he is, and that'll be part of our conversation tonight. But the door is not closed to that.
What does it say about the Keelers, the way he's on the hot streak, you know, after going through a long...
It's funny, eh? Isn't it? An empty net goal sometimes. Hey, it's anything. It's just the confidence that you can't... You got to score goals if you're a goal scorer to feel good, and once you get one, you start feeling a little better. But that, you know, that breakaway goal, you rarely see somebody come in on that angle and stay short side. He's got such a, and then it's almost the same idea. You know, he's got such a quick release when he's skating. I'm happy for him, but more important for us, that line comes up with 4 goals. You know, Mark Scheifele had one of his best games of the season. He got the first goal. It's not goals. He drove the net. He battled down low. I thought, you know, we're excited about that line because they put up numbers. But he's still playing with 2 really young guys, and the weight of that he carries, right? The low D-zone coverage, any of the mistakes that maybe that line makes trying to do some things that they're gonna do, right? They make plays, so they're going to try plays, and I'm fine with that. But that means your center iceman's got to be really disciplined in how he plays. That might have been Mark's best game of the year.
It's not a one-off call or even a two-off, but Connor Hellebuck seems to come back every time he has a difficult right. game, right with a stellar performance.
Maybe that's the most important thing for a goal center, to be able to rebound, because those nights, no matter how good you are or how long you've played, you're having those nights in the NHL where it's just not there for you. So being able to get yourself right and come back in and see the action that he saw in the first, and it was probably a good thing for him. He didn't have to sit and wait. He got right to work early. I'm happy for him. You know, you play 3 games this week, and if you looked at the first 2, you wouldn't worry about the third. You know, I mean, the 2 wins, you wouldn't be concerned about that Islander performance, and we can't expect him to play like that every night, but it's great to know that he can.
Puck's not going in for him. He's getting the chances, but Joel Armia, I mean, this is a deadly power play. He draws 3 penalties in that first period, 2 of which come on the penalty kill.
You know, that line, you go back, and I'll say it again, before those guys got hurt, they led our team in offensive chances and in net chances, meaning that they didn't give up a whole lot to get them. I'd like some pucks to start going for him in the same manner that you wanted them to go for Nicky Ehlers. We believe there's offense there. When that line plays like they do it, they're going to get those quick counter offense just inside that side of the line because they back check so hard and they get good sticks. I'd like to see some things go for them because I think there's some offense there that really helped that line.
Jacob Trouba, do you think part of it is playing with Toby, or is part of it kind of with the late start to the season finally hitting his groove because he seems to be on the stretch?
Jake is physically a much stronger man this year than he was, and that makes complete sense, right? You're bigger, stronger than you were at 19 when you're 22, so he can drive harder defensively. He has just a little more experience on when to get in and when to get out. You know, other than flipping it in the stands, that was just about a perfect game from the guy.
See a perfect example of not forcing the offense, focusing on the defense, and kind of getting rewarded with that.
That is the key to our entire game. right? We have, he's a skilled guy. He came to our team as a guy who felt he'd put up a lot of numbers. As most of these guys, as our skill level has improved, they all come to the NHL like that, and it takes them a while to realize that 80% of this game is a grind and nothing happens. And the great players, when it opens up in that last 20, that's where they feed. So patience, and we're starting to see more of it, we believe.